Let's learn a little Rabbi Nachman over here. Rabbi Nachman writes in Likutei Maran, Shamati b'shmo, this is Rabbi Nosson talking from Rabbi Nosson. He said, I heard in his name, Shochiach es echad she'amar lo, someone once came to Rabbi Nachman, saying that I don't have someone to add, she'ein lo p'nai l'mon machma she'osib ma'asim ma'atan, Rabbi, I don't have so much time to learn, I'm so busy at work, I have so much going on, it's busy season. Rabbi Nachman answered back to him, Omar, he says, even though if you're very busy, a person has to try to grab and take hold of every single day to be able to try and find minutes here, a minute here, to be able to learn Torah. And this is, Rabbi Nachman said, this is actually one of the first questions Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you when you get to Shemayim. As the Gemara says famously in Shabbos Laman Aleph, Kavat itim Torah. Did you set aside time for the Torah? So the Gemara's push-up shot is, did you set aside specific times of the day to be able to learn Torah? However, Rabbi Nachman wants to say that keva could also mean a lashon of stealing. Keva hu lashon gezela. Keva, right? This word keva is a lashon of stealing. How does he prove that? As the pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek chaf beis, pasuk chaf gimel. The pasuk says, Ki Hashem Yoriv V'rivam V'kava Es Koveim Nafesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take up their grievance. He will steal the soul of those who would steal from them. Keva is a lashon of stealing. What does this mean? Hainu Shesholin Es Adim. You know what they're going to ask you in Shemaim? In Gozal Min Hazman Shu Torah Ba'asakav. Did you steal time when you were busy at work and you were busy during finals and you were busy during, you know, so many people now are in the middle of finals and it's so hard to be able to find time here to learn, find time. You have every excuse in the book, or if you're in busy season, you have every excuse. What does Rabbi Nachman said? They're going to ask you, Kavat Itim Torah. In Gazalt Man Itim Torah. Did you take time and steal time to be able to learn Torah? Kitzarech Ha'odim Lachtov. Says Rabbi Nachman, a person has to be able, even though a person has every excuse in the book, he could say, I don't have so much time to learn, because at the end of the day, I'm busy at work, I'm busy in school. Rabbi Nachman says, not only are they going to ask you in Shemaim, did you set aside time? You're going to say, Kvata itim the Torah, did you steal time, minute here, to be able to learn? As I know, there's famous stories about tremendous gedolim, when they used to mix siyumim on different siyumim mishnayos or different siyumim on gemaras, and they asked them, they asked the certain rav, I forgot who it was, what's so special about this? You've done it a million times. So the rav said, answered back, you want to know why this is special? I finished this parak of mishnayos, or I finished this seder mishnayos or gemara when I was just waiting. How many times are we waiting online, waiting at the doctor? Precious moments, and we're just flipping up on our phone. And I can say that I fall prey to this also. Sometimes, you know, I'll listen to a shir. When you're the listening's great, but you know what's even greater? You're having a safer with you. And you're not checking your email 5 times a day. If you're sitting, how many days we're waiting in the supermarket? We have to grab every minute, 2 minutes here, 1 minute there. We don't know how much time. I have a brother-in-law who mamish finished a Seder Mishnayos, I forgot which one, just by learning 10 Mishnayos every 10, 15 minutes Mishnayos every Sunday. For 5, 6 years, he did it most Sundays with his Rav in Eretz Yisrael. My brother was able to finish. So Rabbi Nachman says that that's what one of the first questions they're going to ask you. Did you set aside time for Torah? Not only set aside, but did you steal time? Kavat itim Torah. Keva is the lashon of gezela, as the pasuk says in Mishnah, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. Let's try to say two more ideas when Rabbi Nachman on Torah. He writes, and also Likutei Maran Torah Lamed Gimel, and this is, we're going to quote from the Likutei Etzos of a compilation of Rabbi Nosson's idea, Rabbi Nachman's Torah, and Rabbi Nosson put it together. So it says Rabbi Nosson through Rabbi Nachman, Ayedei HaTorah v'ayedei HaTzadikim zochen neshalom. Through the Torah and through Tzadikim, a person is zochen to have peace. Sheyi HaShalom Ben Yisrael, a person is able to have peace with other Jews, and a person is able to have peace within himself through Torah and being connected to Tzadikim. Hainu, that you're not going to be distanced and divided in your midos from orosav. If a person is constantly thinking about Torah, they're connected to Torah, they're constantly thinking about Torah, then they're able to be able to connect, to have shalom, to be able to meet this. And that's in Mishnah Perkei Avos. Mishnah Perkei Avos says, Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. If a person has Torah, it means he has midos. They're all connected. Where the person can't just have learned Torah a lot and not a midos. They go hand in hand. And finally, the last idea that we'd like to talk about today from Rabbi Nachman about Rabbi Nachman's idea on Torah was a beautiful that idea that I just saw. 1 second, I just saw it right over here. Rabbi Nachman writes in Likutei Moharan Torah and Gemara, and Rabbi Nelson writes Likutei Etzus, that through speaking out Torah, a person zochet to have arichas yomim. Says Rabbi Nachman, Aide Isaka Torah, this is found in Likutei Moharan Torah and Nunvav, Aide Isaka Torah zochet lechaim v'arichas yomim. A person who delves into Torah, he zochet to life and he zochet to have a long life. Through being involved in Torah, a person has life, but not just a life; it's a full life. It's a life's life. And you continue life, and you continue your years. But tzarech lasuk b'torah peh daika, says Rabbi Nachman, you have to use your mouth specifically when you learn. To be able to speak out Torah with your mouth. And then you're zochah to be able to bring down chaim. Because when the more a person uses his different senses, and specifically the mouth that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mouth to be able to use for Torah and for tefillah and for good things, through that brings down chaim, that brings down life, and that also brings down tremendous energy. You know, at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us two eyes and two ears and two nostrils, but only one mouth. It means we have to be careful with what we use for our mouth. We have to make sure that when we use our mouth for Torah and for tefillah. So just the three ideas of just chazah. The first idea we saw, Rabbi Nachman said, someone came to him and said, Rabbi, I don't have so much time to learn. Rabbi Nachman said to him, plenty of time to learn. You have to know the Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos says, Kavatim l'itim the Torah. Did you set aside time for Torah? Not only set aside, but did you steal time for Torah? That's what it's going to be. A person has to grab every minute here, a minute there. That's what they're going to ask you. The second idea we saw from Rabbi Nachman was in Likutei Etzus, Rabbi Nassan writes from Rabbi Nachman, a tremendous idea. When a person's connected to Torah, to Tzadikim, a person has shalom with himself, he's shalom with other people, and then you have midos. They go hand in hand. You can't have midos without Torah, and you can't have Torah without midos. They go hand in hand. Finally, the third idea we saw from Rabbi Nachman, that at the end of the day, a person has to realize that when it comes down to it, a person has to use their mouth, specifically by learning Torah, and when he learns Torah, that literally increases your actual life. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, even if a person actually is dead, a person, someone quotes something in your name, their lips are moving. What does it mean, your lips? Maybe we could say that the more a person uses their mouth during this world, they're zochah to be able to have their lips even in the next world moving. We should be zochah, Ezra Hashem, to take these three ideas of Talmud Torah into our lives, and specifically now going into the days of before Lag BaOmer into Shavuos, be able to take these ideas seriously, but working on ourselves to grab every minute to be able to learn, working in our midos, and then realize that Torah and the midos are hand in hand. You know, to realize that we're able to use our mouths when we learn Torah specifically and bring down the tremendous bracha that learning Torah brings, Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach, very much.